Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the Seminole Rap Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Peller, and Max Escarpio, John Marchant, the three of us all here. Awesome guest this week. We're trying to get cool guests, and I think we absolutely got one here. Jamie Robinson, you know him. Two-time, right? All ACC. Safety for Florida State. Yes, sir. He hears it. FSU graduate. I'm sure you got that. It means something to you, too. I'm one of those big
trends. First NFL. First NFL. You know.
There you go.
Go ahead. First talk it. Well, welcome in, man. Thank you so much for making the time for us. I know you've got the busy schedule. He's out at the Senior Bowl right now, so appreciate you making time.
Yes, sir. And appreciate y'all for having me on here.
Oh, of course. I want to start right there with that Senior Bowl and kind of what you're doing. I was telling them before you jumped on that I feel like every time I open Twitter, I see your name popping through, and it could be a couple of the Florida State things I follow. But, I mean, I'm seeing guys like PFF's Mike Renner says Robinson is arguably the most complete safety in the draft. And I see Draft Network's got you quoted as saying, everybody's sleeping on you. I've been underrated for so long. What is it? What are you trying to accomplish as a Senior Bowl? What are you trying to get teams to recognize?
Well, as y'all know, it's a lot of NFL teams out here, you know, and it's a lot of great players as well. So just trying to be able to, you know, fit in and be the best version of myself. You know, that's the main thing. That's what Coach Norvell always told me. Just to be the best version of yourself. And, you know, I pride myself on that. Just trying to be the hardest, you know, being able to be versatile, you know, being able to, like, listen to the coaches and be coachable and being able to, you know, play multiple positions, be versatile, and lock in on the techniques that they're teaching you.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. I mean, even at Florida State, I mean, your versatility, played all the safety spots, right? You played nickel. You played down against the run, right? You're in coverage. I really, really love the physicality that you play with, man, the energy, the emotion, the passion, but you do it really, really smart. It was such a joy to watch you, man. And I think those are big strengths that will help you at the next level. So what do you think about your game overall, right? You know, do you take pride in your physicality and things like that?
It's always been like, you know, since recreation, Notre League football, and when I got to middle school and high school as well, just being able to play multiple positions, you know. And that was one thing, like playing offense and defense, just being able to be a football guy. You know, that's where I feel like God probably me to just look for, to just be the best version of myself when it came to get involved in football and also just off the field as well. But, you know, speaking on the football side, just knowing like I can be able to tackle. Most guys can tackle. Being able to cover. Most guys can do that as well. You know what I'm saying? And just trying to be able to defeat that guy where it's not going to be no mismatch for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be able to play everywhere, do a lot of things. You know, at the end of the day, be a leader as well. You feel me? Just being able to be the best person in me, like I said earlier. That's the main focus. And, you know, I feel like my IQ when it comes to football is very high. Just being able to, you know, lock in and play different positions, but also being able to thrive at every position, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I want to follow up on that, too, because watching you on TV, right, you seem like that emotional leader of the Florida State defense last season. You seem kind of like that, you know, that natural leadership role that you took over. How did that come to you at Florida State? Was it a natural thing, or is there something that you really worked on?
I mean, I think it's definitely natural, because even when I was at the University of South Carolina, I was, you know, playing military safety, both safeties, you know what I'm saying, being able to be versatile there. And then it goes to the point where just like when I first got there, before I even got to Carolina, you know, my defensive coordinator, Travis Robinson, and my head coach, they always had a blueprint for me and a plan for me, you know what I'm saying, being able to, like, told me I can come in as a freshman and play, being able to, you know, play multiple positions and start early and help out. You know what I'm saying? And that was a great opportunity for me. And all I did was just try to maximize this opportunity, man. And, you know, I just love the game of football. You know, this is me. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like God put me out here to, you know, to be the best version, be the best safety, mentor, whatever anybody want to line me up at, you know, be the best at it.
Are you hearing more from teams? I mean, and again, he's right now at the Senior Bowl and looks like in a ballroom with a bunch of other folks out there. Are you hearing from teams more on they want you safety? Are you hearing more nickel? Are you hearing corner?
It's so crazy. It's so crazy because they ask me, you know what I'm saying? They ask me where I want to play. I just tell them wherever coach needs me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's always been me. Like, even when guys got hurt, you know what I'm saying? My number was called to go take up and fill in their role while they was injured. And I did all throughout my career. And he just, like, you know, I don't just have no primary position because when you put a limit to yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna decrease everything, I feel like. And I just feel like I'm unlimited with it when it comes to just being able to play everywhere and be versatile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jamie, when you talk to these coaches, even just off the field, what are you talking about? Like, what do you want them to see you as off the field and in the locker room or even just everyday life as opposed to just on the field and what you're producing there?
Well, I can go back to just me getting at Florida State. You know, when I first got there, it was always the DBs, this, it's the DBs' fault. Like, we got the worst pick in there. You know what I'm saying? And when I first got to Florida State, the year was – it didn't go as well as planned, you know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of games, you know, and then just I couldn't just leave my junior year and be like, I'm done with football, I'm done with college football, just because of the simple fact that, like, that didn't sit right with me, you know what I'm saying? So I started out with my parents, you know, my mom, and I decided, like, yeah, I'm gonna come back just because, like, I want to be a vocal leader. Like, I always been a guy to lead by example, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I just needed to step up my role to be there for my brothers at Florida State and just, you know what I'm saying, create a brotherhood, you know, and become that vocal leader, you know, just to being the guy to tell everybody, oh, we need to watch them or we need to like him or, you know what I'm saying, and that I did that for this year, and I felt like that was the best decision of my life because we ended up winning 10 games, we won a bowl game, and to be honest, man, I felt like we won the Super Bowl just because of the enjoy, we had a lot of moments that we enjoyed, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Just knowing that blood, sweat, and tears, you know, was worth it. And me coming back was all worth it. And I enjoyed every moment of it.
How do you feel, you mentioned the time at Florida State and how important that was in your growth. And I know earlier you mentioned Coach Norvell. His whole thing has been the climb and building and growing and improving, not just on the field, but as men and all those things. How do you think his approach to the locker room, the program, the team, how has that helped you? How has that helped Florida State kind of, like you said, have that big season? And obviously you were a huge piece of that.
Well, I honestly feel like, can you repeat that question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, more or less. So how is Coach Norvell, his approach? And is
okay,
very,
I got you. Yeah. All right, so pretty much just speaking on Coach Norvell, man. When I first got there, you know, my mom's house was caught on fire, and I had to deal with a lot of adversity of just being able to, you know, leave and have to go back home every week, you know, to comfort her. She was in staying in the hotel for 3 or 4 months, you know what I'm saying, went on a new house. So I had to face a lot of adversity, but Coach Norvell was always there for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he took me, even my brothers, even the Florida State community, you know what I'm saying? They held out tremendously for me and my family, and you know, I always felt the love when I got there. But speaking on Coach Norvell, just like, he's a guy that, you know, he's the same guy every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if we lose, like, he coming in the same person. Like, he's not the same. He's not different. He, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna keep that same smile. He gonna have that same energy. And that reflected off me. Like, I feel like that ended up changing how I approach life and just being a young man, you know. But then just speaking on just, like, Coach Norvell was always, the whole coaching staff too, but they always talked about the little things, like the little things always matter. When I first got there, it was like, it was kind of like, you know, weird a little bit just because, like, I ain't never just, like, had a coach that just, like, every day like was the same, and every day attention to details, attention to the smallest things, you know what I'm saying? And just being able to like introduce yourself the right way, you know, just being able to have great body language and just being able to put your responsibilities first. And he always taught me that, and it's so crazy because now, like as I look back at it now, I take all that that he's taught me, and I use it in my everyday life, like honestly, because at the end of the day, you got to be responsible for the things and the actions that you do, and you got to be a grown man at the end of the day, and that's what I'm becoming. And you know, I appreciate him for everything because he don't just have no favorite player. He loves everybody the same, treat everybody the same. He hold everybody accountable the same. He hold himself accountable. There's been plenty of times where like he told the team that, yeah, that was on me, that was bad part, that was on me. You know what I'm saying? He always took accountability for everything. And you know, I look up to that. I try to take that and use that every day in life.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Man, that's an incredible answer. And yeah, we could tell, too, just the impact that you had at Florida State last year and all the other stuff. So I kind of want to ask you, too, how is this transition from, you know, college and all the stuff towards you having a professional career? How has that been in that experience? And again, including the Senior Bowl that you're at, how has that gone?
Well, honestly, I left Florida State January 4th to go to Phoenix, Arizona. And it shows that's where I'm training at in Arizona. So, you know, just being able to not have to go to school and tour duty and stuff like that. So it's kind of been like relaxing, but at the end of the day, I miss it too. You know what I'm saying? I miss being around my brothers and stuff and just being able to have that chemistry. But the process right now is really like a business. Like everything I'm going on is focusing on the combine, it's focusing on talking to teams. It's an everyday habit, like waking up in the morning, eating the right breakfast, you know, training three times out of the day. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's a grind. It's a grind at the end of the day, but it's really like, it's a great process, honestly. Like, I'm always the guy that's just living the moment. You know what I'm saying? I don't never get too high or never too low. I'm always got to, you know, constant little pace with just how I approach everything. But I mean, it's really going great, man. You know, I'm actually growing up, you know what I'm saying, having to make big boy decisions for real. I'm really like on my own kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Because right.
I don't have no coaching right now. I ain't got no teammates right now. So it's just really me just focusing on myself, you know, perfecting my craft, getting ready to be in front of a lot of different teams and being able to showcase my talents and showcase that I'm a coachable young man and showing them that I got a hockey when it comes to football. You know what I'm saying? Just focusing on that and that stuff. But I ain't gonna lie, I definitely miss football, the college football for sure. Like, I definitely miss it.
Yeah.
Just speaking on that process, Jamie, you talked with Coach Norvell. Did you ever speak with him about those players that left Florida State, maybe an Asante Samuel Jr. who was under Coach Norvell, who was obviously doing well for himself in the NFL, or maybe Jalen Ramsey, who went to Florida State? Have you spoken to any of those guys to see what their process is like?
I mean, it's so crazy because, like, I haven't for real, but I follow Asante on Instagram, and, like, I'll shoot him a DM, like, he'll slide up on my story or something like that, and I just tell him, like, bro, I'm going to be up that way soon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never played with him. Like, I never even played with him, but it's just, like, you know, that Florida State mentality, I feel like, you know, just going over there. Have a dog, and you know, he's on the side, I'm kind of on the side, so you know what I'm saying. We always had to play with a chip on our shoulder, and we just got that dog in us. And I feel like, you know, I tell him, like, bro, be over that way soon. Like, that's what I responded a couple times to him, like, you know, just being able to get ready for that. I'm focusing on now, just being ready to be in the big leagues and be around a lot of guys that I looked up to, you know what I'm saying, that I just wanted to be in their position. Right now, it's all, you know, in the making right now.
Yeah, that obviously speaks on the brotherhood that you've seen at Florida State. I mean, being able to just talk to Asante or being able to see him on social media and already feel like you guys are closer, Jalen Ramsey or any of those guys.
Yeah, that's definitely special because, I've met him, a couple times, but, I haven't just, hung out with him and stuff like that. But one day I will, and, we're gonna click because we click through social media and, we see each other once or twice. And, it was a great feeling just being able to talk about football and stuff,
Well, from guys you didn't play with to a couple you did, are you surprised that, Fabian's not there with you this weekend or maybe Jared's not there with you? Are you surprised they're back on campus?
Yeah, man. I didn't even know Jared was staying until, he announced it, He was around in the locker room, But, them boys about to change. They about to change the program. I helped change it, but they really about to put it on the map for real this year. Everybody came back, and they going to lead the team. John Travers, they got special running back, Trey Benson. Crazy wide receiver. It's crazy. Yeah. All them guys, Ronald Michael, Winston, you feel me? They got a lot of great guys, a lot of veterans there, And the defense is going to be the defense, the same. It's the same defense coming back, the same offense coming back. A lot of young guys, Shaheen Brown finna step up, Marion Dave James finna step up. It's a lot of smart young guys. You got Duke over there, my boy Marion Cooper. You got Kevin Knowles. He's been a leader since he was a freshman. Jerry Bush about to lead that D-line. You got little Pat the youngin. It's a lot of guys out there. And Akeem came back, he the veteran of that group. Renardo, Darian, all them boys, It's really going to be a special year for him, man. I'm always rooting for him. I'm still in the group chat to this day. I'm definitely rooting for him for sure. And they definitely going to have Florida State rocking this year.
Yeah, they will.
Where do you think they can get Florida State? I mean, you talked about all the returners, all that they talent gotta get coming back.
It's only Natty. That's it. That's the only
thing. Right?
I don't see nothing else, honestly.
There you go.
Well, let me ask you this one. We talked about the guys on the field. You've already put a national title pressure on them. I want to give you one chance to kind of clown on them off the field. And we don't want to keep you too much longer. I'm sure you got a place to go. But the funniest dude in the locker room, is there anyone you felt like, man, that dude cracks me up every time?
Bro, Jarius, man, bro.
I saw you guys. I saw you guys talking after you got that pick against UF. And, he was talking with you and he was talking with you and Kevin.
Dude is crazy. That's my brother, though, man. I ain't gonna lie, when I first got there, I was his roommate. We was roommates, He was the guy that was in my ear before I even got to Florida State. So we always had a connection before I even got there, honestly. But yeah, that man is funny, bro. He's fucking funny.
A guy in the locker room you looked at and you thought maybe, man, that guy is serious. It's game day. Don't look his way. Don't go near his way. And I'll preface this one and give you a second to think because it's tough. With when we asked Brian, we had Brian McFadden on earlier this season, and he gave us the answer for that one of James Harrison, which is pretty obvious. I think that's the most serious human that could exist. Maybe not James Harrison level, but that type of guy who's just like, oh, that guy's serious.
I have to say, Jared is serious funny, though. Jared Burns, man, he's serious, but he's funny, bro. You can never take him serious just because, he's a good guy. He's a good player. He's a good person, outside of football, just because he can talk a lot of smack. At the end of the day, he can back it up. You feel me? He one of those guys, I know for sure, the sky's the limit for him, everybody knows, and great future ahead of him. And, I'm always rocking with him, man.
All right, I got one more, and then I'll let the guys see if they've got anything else. But so the school's launched Jordan Travis for Heisman's campaign, and they've got the website, the URL, the whole thing. We know he's great. He can run. He can throw. He obviously grew a lot as a thrower. Mm-hmm. What is Jordan Travis the – not quarterback like? If Jordan isn't on the football field, is he a video gamer? Is he a guitar player? Does he cook? What's Jordan like?
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Jordan really a laid back, cool guy. Like, it's so crazy because I never went fishing with him, and he go fishing a lot. But that's what I can say about him. Like, he's a laid back guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a brother at the end of the day. Like, without football, like, he would be a guy I hang out with because, like, he's one of the best for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, before every game, like, there's some small thing that I noticed from him. Like, he walk around the locker room. He got everybody up. You know what I'm saying? And he got the loose on. You know, he in his remote. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a true leader. You know what I'm saying? A lot of scouts ask me, who would I like take with me, like, to the league or something like that? Or is this, like, the best player on the team? And I'll say John Charles every time just because, like, he's a true leader. He went through a lot of adversity. You know, a lot of people doubting him. A lot of people saying, like, you know, like, taking him out of his game. And a lot of stuff. Like, he had a lot of ups and downs. But, bro, at the end of the day, everybody loved him, man. You feel me? And it's crazy because, like, but he never changed. Like, he's always been that type of guy. And I definitely respect him.
What can you say about that Heisman campaign, though? Are you expecting that for him?
Come on, man. Yes, for sure. If we would have won more games, I feel like he would have won it. Like, he definitely helped turn the program tremendously. And he's still there, so it's only up from here. Like, it's only up from here for him. And the sky's the limit for him. We got a bright future, just like I said with Jared. Like, he is a true leader, man. Jordan definitely going to help lead our team to the next.
All right, my bad. I do have another one. Quickly, Twitter wise, I saw you tweeted a lot about, or at least retweeted a lot about Young Boy. Do you have a favorite Young Boy song?
Ooh, Valuable Pain.
There it is. Then my follow up for that one, totally unrelated, had to get it in though. You had the, I don't even know if it's a big play against UM this year. You ripped.
What'd
you say? No, they had the big play against UM this year, and I don't know if it's even a big play on as a blowout as it was, but you yanked that dude to the ground with the one hand or whatever. And then post game goes viral, the video of your mom walking in front of the UM band and everything. Between you and your mom, you both took over UM. I mean, you own Miami Gardens, I think.
Oh, my mom is a superstar. Like, she is a star in her own, like, literally. Like, everybody know her, you know, she's supporting me strong, but I feel like she's the own star in her own, like, she got her own little real honesty, man. Like, she's supporting me all through my life, you know what I'm saying? She be there, she yelling at everybody here, you know what I'm saying? She don't have no filter. She just, you know, she's one of us, man. You know, I enjoy her every moment, man. But me on the other hand, she the reason why I do what I do, so I'm not the star. She the star, in my eyes.
Oh, that's awesome! I'm sure she'd love to hear it. So, we really appreciate you taking the time, man. Senior Bowl, is that on Saturday? Is that when the game's on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's on Saturday.
Which channel is that on?
Not sure. It should be on NFL Network, though.
NFL Network. Yeah. So check out Jamie.
They've been having the practices and stuff on the NFL Network also.
Yeah, and if you haven't, just search his name on Twitter. He'll come up probably 10 to 15 times locking dudes down. So, but Jamie, thank you so much for making time with us. I really appreciate it. We appreciate it. And, you know, we'll hopefully be back next week with another fun guest. But Jamie, I mean, could have done much better than you, man. I appreciate the time. And for us, that's a wrap.
Sir, thank y'all. Who knows, man?